All right, welcome back on this Friday night. Hope you learned a lot in that last hour. Pass the program around, listen to it again. We try to make these different each time, get different angles, different viewpoints, but all within our estimation of what reality is. This is, remember, it's anything but a vaccine. All right. Father Paul Kramer is back with us tonight. We have a great honor of talking to Father Kramer twice a month as we watch the astounding things that are going on relating to the Catholic Church. 1.3 billion members around the world. This is a big deal. And the Vatican, the takeover of the Vatican, it's been overthrown. And the effort now, will it succeed or will it even amount to much? Where the rank-and-file Catholics don't accept this betrayal and treason that has been thrown in their face. Father Kramer, welcome back. How are you?
Well, it's great to be back. There's so much is happening now since we've last talked.
Yes. Let's start wherever you'd like. I'm sure you have a list of topics, so just go to it.
Well, Bergoglio's regime in Rome, of course, now is clearly showing its true colors, promoting this United Nations 2030 agenda.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. If there ever was any doubt about it, there in someone's mind, in anyone's mind, I think anyone who has two functioning brain cells can see now that Bergoglio is praising the sodomite Jesuit James Martin for his book, and of course the man is radically promoting that ideology.
Well, he just had what did he do just a few days ago? Another LGBTQ. Plus, minus, whatever the hell it is. He had another in the audience. They were invited in. Another perverse group of people, I guess, or several people. Same people. Same disgusting people. That just happened this week. But the big deal is pushing the globalist agenda. And he is certainly doing that.
Well, he invited a so-called a drag artist.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Into the Vatican-sponsored World Children's Day.
Yeah.
But this is completely over the top at this point. So this man is dancing and performing and promoting that agenda. The transsexualism is the gay, not just gay, it's the
the letters LGBTQ plus, and they've added more. There's a whole panorama of perversion out there being acknowledged, honored,
the entire
celebrated, so to speak.
Sexual diversity, the entire agenda of sexual diversity.
Well said. That's a good phrase.
So totally opposed to not just to Catholicism, but to all Christian minds. This is something that is utterly perverse. And but Bergoglio is now promoting this very aggressively, so that there can be no doubt. This man is not of the Catholic faith. He's not. He's an enemy within. He's an infiltrator, and he's promoting the UN agenda. And this is his church. He calls the Synodal Church. It is a different church entirely from the Catholic Church.
Is he referring to it as the Synodal Church now? Is that a formal declarative statement?
He refers to it, but he claims it's the Catholic Church. But he says the Catholic Church is now synodal. And that is impossible.
I see.
The church cannot become synodal. The church is not a synodal church. Synodalism and Catholicism are opposed to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I've explained that we've always had synods in throughout the entire church history, but synodalism is not part of the constitution of the church. The mm-hmm. divine constitution of the church is monarchical, and that the authority of the bishops is hierarchically subordinate to the supreme, the full and supreme jurisdiction of the Pope. But he is, Bergoglio is abolishing the papacy, is what he's doing. Because he wants to abolish the true apostolic authority of the papacy and replace it with something that is going to be more, and I say in the most loaded sense of the term, more democratic.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. This is something else. What's going on?
Democratic, as was Al Capone, in that sense. Al Capone once said, when it was announced that Herbert Hoover was at the Chicago White Sox game, the crowd booed. And then when they announced that Al Capone was in the crowd cheered. And he commented later on, he says, look, I'm more popular than the president because I give people what they want. So what did he give people? He gave them booze. He gave them prostitutes and things like that. Always the lowest common denominator. And this is what Bergoglio is trying to give people, according to the lower nature, our animal nature, to satisfy the lower urges of people, and give them and satisfy them, pacify them that way, and let them buy into this perverse agenda, which of course will ultimately enslave them and exterminate them.
Got it.
And Jesus Christ said, we read his words in the gospel, that whoever would scandalize the children, it's better for them that a millstone be tied around their neck and they be cast down to the bottom of the sea. And these words apply to Jorge Bergoglio, the man who, in his imposture, impersonates a pope, the pope who was supposed to be the successor of St. Peter, one who has the words of Christ applied to himself, that he merits to have a millstone tied around his neck and he be cast to the bottom of the sea. That's what has become of the present ecclesial situation. So, as I said before, either this wicked regime is going to be overthrown and the Vatican will be restored to the Catholic Church, or else the Catholic Church is going to have to regroup and the papacy is going to have to resurface elsewhere in competition with this counterfeit church. And it is a counterfeit church.
Yes,
God is going to punish them very swiftly. I see it coming now because if I can quote the prophecy of Zachary, this was around 1807 when he foretold the great confrontation between the powers of the East and of the West. And he spoke of the Western powers, the leaders being driven mad, that they're insane, they become completely insane. And we see it actually happens. It has happened. All the propaganda, the war propaganda for Ukraine. Of course, they're destroying Ukraine. They're destroying Ukraine. And you have Ukrainians who might press the button, but the drones and missiles that are aiming now, that are hitting Russian targets inside Russia, they are programmed by French and American military specialists.
Technicians, yes, exactly.
They are the ones who are primarily the ones who are directing this firepower against Russia. Ukrainians are only pressing the button, and the Russian generals and Vladimir Putin, they understand perfectly well that this is NATO firing at Russia. And Putin has made it very clear. He has exercised the most incredible restraint, but also he's given clear warning. And when the NATO countries are going to be attacked, he's not going to give them 24 hours notice. I'll just put it that way.
I think you're right. It's a very difficult thing to do, to be forecasting nuclear war. It's really not something that ought to be done, except to say that every indicator shows that the West is trying to force that exact thing on the northern hemisphere of this planet, and ultimately the southern. I have not seen one example, as I've said many times, of de-escalation, not by talk, not by deed. It's only getting worse, and it's getting worse geometrically. It's getting worse and worse. I mean, this when Biden said, it's not our business who you attack, basically, talking to the Bolshevik Zionist regime that's running Kiev and what's left not much left of Ukraine, actually. Think about it. It's all torn apart, trashed. This is not a good situation. And I don't know how many red lines that we have mockingly stepped on and crossed over that Russia has laid out. But they have right now every legal right to respond to what's been done to them with nuclear weapons, should they want to.
And those Zionist powers that you refer to, they who are calling the shots from their positions that they occupy, called the, they are at the commanding heights, to use the term of Lenin, appropriately. I quote Lenin on that, from the commanding heights. These perverse partisans of nihilism who want to destroy the world. They want to gain dominance over the world in order to destroy it and depopulate it. And they know, for example, and this is the whole agenda behind the attacks that have been made on Donald Trump. I'm not a Trump fan, by the way, but I know that Trump has said he can end this war in Ukraine very rapidly, very quickly. He wants to make peace. He wants to make an end of this madness that's taking place between NATO and Russia. He wants to have good relations with Russia. And that's the reason why they no pun intended, they have trumped up these charges against him and brought about this absolutely absurd conviction, which should make it clear to everyone that the court system in the United States, like everywhere here in Europe practically, is completely perverted and completely controlled. I think Trump will win the election. He will win the election anyways, even if he's in jail, even if he's in Attica State Prison, he will still win the election. And I would have dare say that if that happens, they will stage a false flag attack before he can enter the White House as president, because they cannot back down from this situation that they have created in Ukraine.
That's right.
And they exactly want war. Right. They want war. And that's the difference between, I won't say the Republican Party as such, but Donald Trump and the so-called Biden regime. Biden is only a figurehead. That Trump actually wants to make peace with Russia, and those war hawks in the Obama White House than that of Joe Biden.
Well, I call it the O'Biden administration, for obvious reasons. Not to say that Obama's at the top, but he's carrying out instructions given to him and running basically the O'Biden administration, such as it
exactly.
isn't.
Yes, exactly. And he's not the one at the top. That is entirely correct. He is not the one at the top. But yet, he is calling. He is relaying the orders and calling right. the shots that he's calling the shots as he receives them and running the White House.
He's the implementer. Yes.
Yes, he's the implementer of this insane agenda to bring the world into conflict, into a world war.
Mm-hmm.
So, if Trump is elected, before I think this is only my personal opinion, before he can take office, they will stage a false flag attack. We may have a world war by the end of this year. It's beginning to shape up and look that way. But again,
Father Kramer, how else can we look at it when we honestly and morally examine what's being done? We're literally watching, paying for, supervising, and planning, and actually igniting these attacks on Russia. I mean, we deserve everything. I'm talking about this government, not the American people, but this government and this country, unfortunately, are the evil on the planet right now. The number one evil is this country. Formerly United States of America. It's bad, and it deserves whatever it gets. And I think even a lot of Americans would see it that way if they were honest about it.
Yes, and there are so many who are so blind, however, like these... I don't want to sound too partisan, but these activist supporters of the Democratic Party, they have such a hatred of Donald Trump that they don't see that what the system has done, the judicial system has done, how this all these cases have been so orchestrated, that it exposes every single American to the danger that you can be prosecuted just because they don't like you, and you can go to jail just because they don't like you. It's been this way for quite some time. It's not in the last few years. This has been going on for a long time. More than 90% of the people charged in federal cases are convicted. I think there was something like a 97% conviction rate. This is insane. This is absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm. Right.
More than 3/4 of people who are convicted, around 3/4 of people who are convicted are in fact innocent.
You come up with that 75% figure? I wouldn't be surprised. That sounds about right. That we've lost our government. It's walked away from serving the people. We know that. We literally have become what the Soviet Union was 60, 70 years ago, and the old Soviet Union has become in large degree what the formerly United States of America used to be. It's an incredible reversal when you think about it. It's unprecedented.
Yes, I remember when there was a Ukrainian refugee. Well, this is long before this situation developed in Ukraine, when they still had a legitimate government in Ukraine. But a man who had previously left Ukraine and came to Ireland explains, he said, what the communists did was they gave people what they wanted. Again, that's just like Al Capone. They gave people what they wanted. That's what
they bought them off, of course. Yeah, you got it.
Yes, and that's what Obama was doing. That's what Biden's doing. That's what Bergoglio was doing. And it worked this way. If you don't like someone, you make a criminal complaint or a police report, and you get the authorities to come down on that person, even if they haven't done anything wrong.
Even.
And the way they have militarized the police.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrible. Especially in the United States, the police are now feared. They become such an oppressive force. It's happening in Ireland also. I'm not going to mention the name, but there is a senior officer who's talking about how the young officers are. They don't have the proper training anymore. They're mindless. They're mindless people, and he was going over the arrest records, and he called over the young officer and said to him, "Why did you arrest this man? There's no probable cause in this case. Why did you arrest him?" And the young cop said, "Because I didn't like him."
That's about it.
It's the truth. This is a true story.
What a sorry state. Story. Yeah, yeah.
And people should be able to see this now, this fraud.
They should. Yeah.
Look at this case especially where Trump was just convicted. 34 counts.
Ludicrous.
Falsifying business records, which is a misdemeanor. It is not a felony. It is a misdemeanor. Now, did Trump falsify anything? No. It was Michael Cohen, his crooked lawyer, who was cheating him and even robbed from him. There was a pull-down menu, I guess, that they use, and this goes down as legal expenses because Trump is paying his lawyer.
Right.
Paying his lawyer, that's a legal expense. So I see no falsification there. But for the sake of argument, let's say there was a falsification that was done. There wasn't. Mm-hmm. Let's say it was Trump who did it, and we know from the testimony given that Trump was not the one who put that down as legal expense. He doesn't do the office work. He has employees who do that office work and who put that down as legal expense. That would be a misdemeanor if there was a falsification that took place. Only mm-hmm. a misdemeanor. But they needed to upgrade it to a felony in order to get rid of the statute of limitations. But there's only one problem. To upgrade it to a felony, they would have to say he was guilty of committing this act in furtherance of another crime. Now, Alvin Bragg, when he was asked, well, what's the other crime? He said, I don't have to tell you that. The law doesn't require me to tell you that.
Uh-huh.
This is nonsense. No, what the law means, and this is clear because I've lived long enough. I've seen too many cases of this reported. You don't need a law degree to understand what the law means in this matter. If you steal a bicycle, because you're going to use that bicycle in an armed robbery, and you commit the armed robbery, you're charged with armed robbery, then the theft of that bicycle will also be upgraded to a felony. That's what the law means. But you have to be charged with something. They have to prove in court that you were intending to commit another crime against some specific statute.
Right.
But they couldn't do that. Bragg could not mention what was the other crime, because the other crime, according to Bragg, was a campaign violation of the federal election laws.
Uh-huh.
Now, his court doesn't have jurisdiction in federal cases, number one. And number two, the Federal Elections Commission had examined the particulars of the case, and they said this is not a violation of any election law. So Bragg could not say it was an illegal campaign contribution and that statute was violated mm-hmm. by Trump.
Right.
Because the Federal Elections Commission had already ruled that this was not a violation of anything in that code of law. So he was forced to say, I don't have to tell you. So Trump remains presumed innocent of that election charge. that campaign contribution violation. He's never been charged. He's never even been charged today. He's not been convicted. He's not even been charged with that crime. And no one has even pointed to any law, any particular law, any statute to say that's the law that he violated. So he is so totally presumed innocent until proven guilty, but they convicted him. They convicted him on the basis of an unvoiced, unspoken presumption of guilt, as if, well, we just assumed that he was going to commit this crime, that he committed some other crime, but a crime he was never charged with, legally he is presumed innocent of that other crime. So the whole case collapses there, because that is a denial of due process of law, which is a constitutional right. We all have a right to due process of law and to be charged and to be tried by a jury of our peers. But Trump was not charged. He was not charged with a crime. He was not tried. Not only was he not tried, he was charged.
He was almost convicted on a predictive crime profile, if you think about it like that. What did he do? He's got three more trials facing him. So this whole thing must look like one of the worst television sitcom soap operas you could imagine. It's like Keystone Cops. It's crazy out there. Nutty. And it's not getting any better. It's going to get worse. Go ahead.
It presents to the whole world the total breakdown of the judicial system.
Collapse.
The whole thing is
absolutely
collapsed.
Yeah.
It's about as just as the system of North Korea. That's what it is now.
I concur. You know about the AI jury pool software that was used by the prosecutors, Bragg and so forth? They were able to assemble a number of people for potential jury duty that they could interview and so forth on the basis of AI, which had a bias toward anybody who hated Trump. And so they were assured a verdict of guilty before they even seated the jury, because all the people that were there had been selected to come there as part of a jury pool by an AI program that was mandated to do just that. Find people who hate Trump. So it's not going to get any better. No. And I think perhaps a nuclear war may be the only way out of this. And if out is even on that table, I'm not sure. It's not looking good, let's put it that way. And I think you're right, by the end of the year, I think the Russians will wait until the selection process, the selection process is complete. Trump probably will go to prison for a while, and he'll be somehow go to the Supreme Court. I don't know. There are too many angles to consider here. But know that this has been scripted in such a way as to keep this country in utter chaos. And that will not be given up.
Yet I have told people on both sides of the political divide, it doesn't matter to me what are their persuasions. But as soon as the first felony case came out against Trump, I said, mark my words, these cases are going to backfire, and they are going to propel Donald Trump into the White House. He will be the next president. The only problem is that he may become president during a major war, because the powers that be do not want a peacemaker.
No. No. And again, I point out, every single news story or new development, new decision, new protocol, new procedure, new policy, it's all pushing engagement in the face of Russia. Engagement. Nuclear engagement. It's as if the decision has been made, and this is what's happening. It's being rolled out now. I don't think this will happen without the advice, consent, if not downright ordering of it to happen by the international Rothschild money cartel, which runs everything. If there is a nuclear war, they will call it, and they will order it. That's how I see it. may be wrong, but I think there's a logical argument to be made for that. The only thing that may be working in our favor is the fact that the Zionist money grifters have so thoroughly taken control of the Western world that they don't want to give that up. So if greed is an asset that can be parsed out, maybe that greed is working in our favor and has kept nuclear war from exploding at least this far. I'm just guessing. But their greed may be one of our best allies. Think about it. They don't want their game to be completely ruined. Maybe. Just
a thought. It could be, but history teaches us that they eventually lose control, and that the events gain another force that is not of this world, and that is not of God, dominates and oppresses, and they gain control of events. Those principalities and powers of darkness, to use the words of Scripture, the Apostle Paul, these principalities and powers of darkness, they gain total control over the dictators of the world.
Right.
Hellish specimens, to use the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary and her message to Blessed Elena Aiello, a beatified Catholic saint. Infernal specimens, hellish specimens. That the dictators of the world, they're controlled by these principalities and powers of darkness, and they gain a cohesion together that it is no longer in the power of men, but these invisible powers of darkness, the demons, the devils of hell, they gain control through their possession of their human instruments, their minions. And then those people, they lose control to these superior powers, to these superior forces. And that happened in the Soviet Union. That happened at the French Revolution. And yes. I remember one writer at the time even said that it was palpable. You could feel it. These powers had gained control, and it was no longer in the control of men anymore. What was happening in the Reign of Terror under Robespierre? The same thing happened in the Soviet Union with the terror that was unleashed first by Lenin, but even he lost control of it. And it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again.
Oh, the stage is set. I agree completely. Yes.
It follows that pattern.
Go ahead.
It will happen again.
I agree. We're creatures of habit, and whether it's our choice or it's being foisted upon us, which is the case, the control through the media that these evil, dark forces have has never been fully understood by the majority of the people. They don't quite grasp it. They're waking up, yes, I know. But I think your point about a false flag is critically important to keep in mind. They'll just ignite anything they want anytime and blame anybody. They don't care. They've done it. I think it's game, set, and match already, Father Kramer, because they have succeeded in killing off billions of people here. They're not all dead yet, but they're on the way. That's my take of it at this point.
Yes. Unfortunately, that is correct, and that is what's happening. And what people don't understand, that the government, the judiciary, law enforcement, right, media, they all collude together.
Yes. Yes, they do. Yep.
Because they're under the thumb of the same paymasters, and they know that they have to do their job if they want to continue to have a comfortable life.
And most of them will do whatever the job tells them they have to do to continue being paid and to enjoy their comforts. That's totally correct, and they do. I'm very disappointed in humanity, humankind, our species, for being so easily manipulated and turned into grifters. Grifting is now it's an unspoken primary job for a lot of people. Advantage taking is so common now. I don't see any way to reverse it. I hope I'm wrong. I don't see any historical precedent. I don't see any mechanism. When the people sit on their rear ends and do nothing, what are we to think? False flag victims. Oh, it'll be a piece of cake if they want to do that. Use a false flag. No contest. Very simple.
And you try to explain this to people, and they just say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, please. Well,
This is so absurd. Was the Soviet Union just a conspiracy theory? Was it a dream? What we have now is the Soviet system. We are under the Soviet system.
It's a 75-year complete flip-flop. It's all been reversed. And you're right. But the sad thing is, though, that the people, wake up as they might and are, will never wake up in time. And even if they did, do they have the internal strength and force of character and will and moral to do something about this? You know, there hasn't been one, and I'm not advising that people do this, or I'm not advocating for it, but I figured that there would be a number of, we'll call them vigilante moves, after a father loses his daughter or son to one of these injections, one of these death injections. I figured that he'd go after some of the key people involved. And Father Kramer, I don't give a free ride to anyone involved with giving these injections. They're all complicit, in my view, all of them. They knew. Most all of them knew. And when you take on childhood and the innocence of being young and start destroying children, you forfeit all rights, in my view. I don't think these people should be on this planet. None of them. It's really ugly.
And those who don't know don't want to know.
Thank you. You got it. No, don't bother me with the facts. My mind is made up. I've got the truth. Leave me alone. They don't want to know. Completely correct. Yeah.
They will point to the basically Western Soviet controlled medical journals, the scientific journals, and they say, well, that's the voice of science. The voice is no, that's not the voice of science. That's the voice of corrupt corporate science.
Many of the papers out there are exactly that, reflections of corrupt corporate, quote, science, end quote. You're right. And any of these papers can be fraudulently assembled. Now, with the help of AI, can be done in a matter of seconds. And that's happening. AI is a very dark force on this planet now. It doesn't have to be, but it's in the hands of people who are of the same group, who are involved with the absolute domination of humanity. Same people. And did you know that, this is interesting, OpenAI, Sam Altman, who quit and then was rehired and so forth, and there was some talk when he was fired that he was fired because he opposed the idea of trying to put brakes on AI. He didn't want any brakes on it at all. And yet that seemed to be a problem. So OpenAI had a division in their corporation which had as its sole function the monitoring and the evaluation and analyses of the morality of AI. What was being done? How would it impact the planet and the people? Slow it down? Bring out this law, that law? what to do to control AI, which teaches itself nonstop and gets better and more powerful every day. So they Sam Altman dissolved that entire department at OpenAI. There is no more restraint there in terms of AI's growth, its dispersion on the planet, and it is going to take over much of what we see now. It already has. It already is. It's quite a shock when you come to understand what's happening. But he dissolved the whole department. Let's just call it the Department of Ethics and Development, just for fun. I don't know what it was. But it was dissolved.
Well, the monster they create will destroy them.
I don't know if you remember this movie, and forgive me for repeating it again, all of you who have heard it. There's a movie called 1954 called Forbidden Planet. And it's all about AI and what AI running amok can do to a planet. It's a classic science fiction, now science fact. We're facing exactly what those people on that planet faced back then. It's a good movie to look at.
And for people who still read, there's a moral
yes.
message. There's a moral message in an older story, and it's a very powerful moral message that science, if left without restraint, if there is no human morality to put the brakes on an unrestrained science, that science creates a monster. And the book I read that really got that message across was Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. What a classic, for sure. There it is. Humankind, for some reason, will not rein itself in terms of creating anything it can. If it can be created, humans will create it. Damn the consequences. It's a fatal flaw in our species.
So we are headed toward a massive destruction, and unfortunately,
how else can it be viewed, Father Kramer, at this point in time? How else can it honestly be viewed? Massive destruction.
That is the secret of Fatima. That is the third secret of Fatima. When the oldest of the three children, Lucia, was asked about the secret, she couldn't reveal the secret. So someone asked her, is it good or bad? And she says, it's good for some, bad for others.
Well, there you go. It's right there. Yeah. AI unrestrained is now what OpenAI is all about. And if you study at all AI, you'll know that it teaches itself nonstop, and it gets stronger and wiser, and it will walk away, if it already hasn't, from its handlers. It's going to happen. Now, that's just me speaking. I'm not talking for Father Kramer. But everything I study, and I do look at AI a lot because it's so huge, says exactly that. It's going to walk away. There's no way to stop it. I mean, come on. It right now, just again, to forgive the repetition, but Father Kramer, ChatGPT-4 has an IQ matching Einstein's, around 153. That's what they say. Now, GPT-5, when it comes out, if they call it that, will have 10 times the IQ of GPT-4. In other words, it'll have an IQ of 1,500 plus. Now, how are you going to ring that in? You're not. It's not going to happen.
And it's going to have new handlers, and it's not going to be flesh and blood handlers. It's going to be the principalities and powers of darkness. It's going to be spiritual forces that are not in this world.
Right. I completely agree. What are you hearing from your associates and colleagues about AI and its ever-growing, I'm talking minute by minute, growing into a massive, nearly invisible control matrix for this planet. It's happening. Do your people talk to you about that? I would think most of them don't know what's going on with AI. I really mean that. Not disrespectfully, but I don't think they do.
Some of the people that I talk to are aware of this, and yes, we are aware of this.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Very much so.
Good. There's nothing stopping it. And Sam Altman, you know, the 17 million people on the planet identify as being Jewish. Sam Altman is Jewish. All positions of power, influence, any matrix of control is taken over by Jewish people, people who identify as being Jews. Zionists, whatever you want to call them, it doesn't matter. It's become a cliche now. It's the same people every time. So with GPT-5 having a 10 times higher IQ than GPT-4, which is 153, that means an IQ of over 1,500 human IQ points assigned to GPT-5. You think a programmer with 120 IQ is going to be able to stand up to GPT-5 with a 1,050 or more IQ? Not a chance. They're already creating their own languages and things. This is not sci-fi, it's sci-reality.
And what's most alarming about these so-called Jewish people is that they what they represent is the inversion of the religion of the prophets of the ancient prophets of Israel. They are the opposite. They are what the prophets opposed. And if you look in the ancient Jewish scriptures, that which is what we call the Old Testament, it predicts that this whole monster that they're creating is going to turn against them.
Yes, yes. Traditionally, that's what you'd expect. Look at the movie Forbidden Planet, and watch what happened. It's really irony. It's very interesting, very predictive, and all pragmatically seated on what's going on now. I just find it to be quite amazing. I think we know what's going to happen. I don't know how. Can you imagine a way how differences can be resolved now to back away from a nuclear confrontation? I can't. It's gone too far. Zelensky is overseeing the liquidation of 1 million Ukrainian Christians. That's an overt, intentional genocide. The Russians are only too happy to fulfill. Now they're talking about drafting, conscripting teenage boys, 16 girls. This is so evil, and it's all being done by Jews. Israel and Ukraine are the two Jewish nation states in the world now. And the only three countries that do not obey international Zionism are North Korea, Cuba, and Iran. That's it. So there.
Unfortunately, the U.S. government is the driving force that perpetuates this situation that is leading to a third world war.
100% correct. 110% correct. So it's like this label game, this stupid label game. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. There are more Republicans now who are rhinos, and more Democrats who are looking the other side over. It's crazy out there. It's complete chaos, which is what they want. And that's what we're going to get. Chaos from here on out. Father Kramer, thank you for being here and sharing your views, as always. We'll see what happens in the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
All right. Good night. Be safe.
Right now.
Okay. There he goes, Father Paul Kramer. That's our program for Friday. Here comes a weekend, which will go by very quickly, so try to enjoy it. And again, think about if you have a family, even just for yourself, think about putting food away and getting a water source. All right. Talk soon. Take care.